You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
All right, all right. Another episode of Bachelors in the City, and Mr. Peter, while you were gone, actually, I did a podcast.
You cheated on me?
I podcast cheated on you. You were flying. You weren't giving me the attention I needed, and I stepped out on you.
Listen, Dusty, I thought we talked about this, man. And I'm not going to lie, that hurts. So I guess just freaking tell me it all, all right? I want to hear it all.
All right. Well, our friend Juliana, she has a podcast called Behind the Media.
Behind the Media? Are you kidding me? No wonder you cheated on me.
Behind the Media.
Wow.
But it's all good though. You and me will, this is what this is all about, communicating. We're going to be okay. But this episode we did with Juliana, it was a lot of fun, man. I talked about pretty much navigating after being on reality TV on what I do most today, and that's Guaranteed Karma.
No, I mean, I'm jealous. I want to be a part of that next time. Listen, Juliana's podcast, Behind the Media, is definitely one of our favorite podcasts out there. Just gives a super unique perspective on probably something that you know a little bit about, but that's just it, just a little bit. And hopefully helps open some thoughts out there about the industry with the media. She's an amazing publicist and now is sharing her passion with you guys. So while I was not part of that episode, I forgive you, Destin. Let's move forward. And
it's all good.
I'm excited to hear the episode.
You're gonna enjoy this episode, guys. So yeah, let's just get into it. Guaranteed Karma 101.
Welcome back to Behind the Media. I'm your host, Juliana Martins. Former reality TV stars are often able to build platforms and use them afterwards to push a lot of things like ads, personal projects, or whatever they're promoting. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Destin Kendrick, who started a company all about activating volunteers for the greater good. Destin was a contestant on Hannah Brown's season of The Bachelorette. He's currently living in New York and co-host of the Bachelors in the City podcast alongside his roommate, you might know him, Peter Weber. So let's get into my conversation with the founder and CEO of Guaranteed Karma, the illustrious Destin Kendrick. Awesome. So I am so excited to have Destin Kendrick from The Bachelorette on Behind the Media today. Destin, how's your morning so far?
It's going good. Thank you for having me on. I'm excited.
I'm so excited to have you on. I know we were just together this weekend. Destin just ran the New York Marathon, 26.2 miles, and I was there with his whole squad supporting. So that I'm proud you are up and at 'em this morning and not dead from the marathon.
I feel so much better. So
really?
Much better. I can actually move around without being in pain. But thank you. Thank you for your support, you being around and cheering us on. Yeah, it means a lot to us.
Yeah, so exciting. That was my first time watching people I actually knew in the marathon.
And it's crazy, right?
So crazy.
It's a great experience. It's like the one time that you really, truly see us all united as one. Like everyone's just rooting for everybody. It doesn't matter what nation you're from, what country, ethnicity. Nothing matters. As long as you're a human, even if you're not a human, there was a duck. Did you see this?
Yeah.
Did you see this viral?
I saw
going
the duck.
On?
He had
duck
shoes
running.
On.
Yeah, cute little duck.
So cute. So I know you were running along some other people from the franchise. I really just wanted to ask you first, how did being on reality TV, The Bachelorette, change your day-to-day life?
Yeah, day-to-day. When I first got off the show, like everything naturally just went back to normal, you know, before the show aired, like I went back to work and everything. Then as the time came for the show to air, people were noticing, oh, I'm on the show and like, I'm still going to work, but people know my name. People are yelling at me like, oh, I'm walking on the street or where I'm at work and wanting to take photos. It was the most bizarre thing ever. It's totally insane. But I would say after being on the show, I've been blessed to have cool opportunities, meet great people, open up doors, and be able to do some fun things, wild things, and just creative things that I'm just totally appreciative for.
And where were you working before the show or during it, like before it aired?
Yeah, I was in Chicago, and I was working as, I was a model, and I was also a server for Soho House in Chicago, and I was also a real estate broker for app properties.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. And then you started a company called Guaranteed Karma. So was that something that you started before the show or one of these great opportunities you were luckily able to start as a result of the show?
I had the idea of Guaranteed Karma like back in like 2016. I used to volunteer every now and then, not as much as I do now, but I had this idea of a way to incentivize people to volunteer. And I didn't understand why it wasn't anywhere out there. It seemed so simplistic and so easy and so like just given, but it wasn't anywhere. And after being on the show really gave me confidence in myself. If anything, the show gave me was just confidence that I could truly do whatever I want to do. I had a little bit of a platform, so just do whatever you want to do. And after the pandemic, I was like, it's now or never. If I don't start this company now or do it now, it'll never be done. So I decided to, just go for it.
I love that. And so what exactly is it? I know you said you incentivize people to volunteer. So what exactly does that mean? And what does your organization do?
Yeah. So we want to reconstruct the way people think about volunteering. Anyone that's volunteered, it hasn't necessarily been the easiest path to find opportunities to volunteer. And when you find those opportunities, you have to go through so many registrations, so many loopholes. So in theory, I wanted to make Guaranteed Karma just easy for people to find volunteer opportunities and get it and go. Two, I've never met anyone that doesn't like to volunteer or doesn't want to volunteer. I think in human nature, we all want to help. We all want to help our neighbor or we want to lift people up. But again, it's just hard to find. So yeah, with this theory of everybody wanting to help out and everything, I just wanted to bring a sense of community together with Guaranteed Karma. So what we do, we have this platform where it's easy to navigate, where you can volunteer around your community. And I partnered with other local businesses that actually incentivize people for volunteering. So you could volunteer and get like a free workout class. You could volunteer, get half off a helicopter tour. You could volunteer and get a $50 investment credit in investing into stocks.
Oh, cool.
So I just wanted to, motivate people, incentivize people on doing good because, we got to start spreading more love than hate or negative things. And what better way to do it?
Totally. And so Guaranteed Karma is a nonprofit or for-profit organization. Is it an organization in itself or it's a company that searches for these organizations for you, just kind of like matches you to where you want to be?
Yeah, we're not a nonprofit. We're for profit, but we highlight the nonprofits. It didn't feel right for me to start a nonprofit. You know, I feel like there's so many other nonprofits that need donations, that need charity, that are doing so much good. So I'm just here to highlight it. And through Guaranteed Karma, we are starting a membership base. It's free for everyone that signs up right now. But starting in January, we'll have a small fee for Guaranteed Karma members to be a part of. And what that does is we don't want the one-off volunteer people. We want people to stay consistent in volunteering. Yeah. So by you paying, probably like $10 a month, we're holding you accountable to volunteer. We don't want you to go just do it one time. We want you to volunteer every month. A few times a month. So we hold you accountable by doing that. And also we want to bring value to you too. So we have the perks, of course, like the discounts and rewards. But also we like to bring in, like today, we're going to do a manifestation class. Mm-hmm. We'd like to do finance, personal finance, education classes, motivational classes, cooking classes. We want to bring value to people and have cool events, fun events. We do nice, fun cleanups where we reward people with alcohol afterwards if you're 21 and older. We just like to have a good time.
I'm joining that one.
Yeah, it's so fun.
And so how do you find or how do you choose what organizations you want to be working with, and how do you choose what local businesses you want to work with? Or do they come to you? Do you go to them? Or is it kind of a mix of both?
I would say it's more so me reaching out. It's just a lot of cold calling. In theory, I try to find volunteer opportunities that people are going to be more engaged with, people will like to do. So we do a lot of like cleanups and handing out food to people that need a helping hand with food, things with pets. So I want to do fun things first before we get our hands dirty and really start making a difference in our community. And for businesses, I want businesses that, you know, believe in us, that have the same goals, that want change in their community and want to do better and want to be a part of something special. Also, like companies that are all about health, mental health, physical health, things that are for personal care, self-care. And that's what we're going for.
Yeah. And I feel like bringing these fun events and this value to these people is going to help retain an audience. And so when you do more of that hardcore volunteering or however you want to call it, you already have this audience that is so excited. It's a community that's already built in and people that will show up and do the work.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, we just don't want to do stuff like our main goal is to help nonprofits and to bring high engagement to them. But also we want to have volunteers for social events, concerts, the marathon, fun races. You know, people, we're just really trying to bring socializing back together after this pandemic, and no better way to just do something meaningful and to really pat yourself on the back for doing something that's meaningful.
I love that. And your company is still based in Chicago and New York. So how many people work for your company and how do you manage, I guess, overseeing people in both cities?
Yeah, it's kind of tough. I guess I'm kind of learning this whole new role of like running a business. It's so new to me and being an entrepreneur. A lot of trial and error.
I feel you on that one.
Yeah. And I think no one's perfect, but you got to start somewhere. I figure, you know, I make all these mistakes now, then 10 years from now, I'll be ready to go. But yeah, I have a small team that helps me out with social media. They help me find other nonprofits, communication, and truly blessing them. I pretty much pay them karma. Because, I mean, we're not taking in any money at the moment, making money. But, you know, I do believe, you know, people deserve the hard work they put in. So people working for me, I have given them option shares for guaranteed karma. And managing is just, like I said, just trial and error. It's a lot to multitask with New York and Chicago. But anyone that wants to join, just bear with me. We'll get it there. We'll be good. And just got to give us some time. But right now we're off to a strong start. All together, we have over 100 members on Guaranteed Karma.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. So yeah, super excited. The future looks promising.
So a lot of people work on a project after being on reality TV. Why volunteer work and what drew you to that industry?
I've always found myself being very lucky in life. I feel like my life could have went a whole new path. And I've always known this, and I've always, sometimes I felt a level of guilt sometimes, like why did I get so lucky and get to live a life that I live, you know? And I've always found that volunteering has been really, really good for my mental health. I mean, it gives me a sense of purpose, giving back. And I just, there's no better feeling than volunteering, honestly. So, I feel like, yeah, for me being lucky and just being the situation I am in, volunteering has always just been good to me. And no better way than just try to use my platform to do good.
And so how do you think that gaining a platform impacted your starting Guaranteed Karma? Did it help you get those initial people joining? Did it help you get eyeballs on your organization? How did that really help jumpstart everything?
Yeah, I think having a platform, you have these people that, you know, are fans of yours that love seeing what you do, and they want to be a part of it as well. And I've been totally blessed to have people that, you know, followed me and wanted to help me with Guaranteed Karma or help me connect with someone just for the fact that they just like me from being on the show and whatnot. And it's just been great for having this platform and being able to connect with different people. Truly blessed for it. It's been great.
And so do you think that these people, they liked you on the show, but does that translate into liking what you do. Or I talked to Connor Saley last week and he brought up a good point. He's like, oh, these people like you because they want to know about your dating life. They don't really care that you're selling a supplement.
I feel like a lot of Bachelor fans don't really want to get into, they don't really want to invest themselves into what you're trying to build. And that's okay. In any business, I mean, I think we actually have a little bit of a head start by having a little bit of platform. And it's not going to get you the whole way in life. Like, you're not going to make...
Of course.
You know, but it's a good head start, I would say. And I find myself, I don't want to be the face of Guaranteed Karma. You know, I just want to run it. I would love to find someone else to be the face of Guaranteed Karma because... Again, I don't think Bachelor Nation really wants to invest in your business aspect of your life. So at some point, like I said at the beginning, it's nice that people want to engage and like help you out with your business. But yeah, after a while, I don't think people really want to get into it too much. And that's fine. So I'm just going to try to pull back. I'm always going to work on Guaranteed Karma, but I don't want to be the face of Guaranteed Karma.
Yeah, and not saying that they don't care or they don't want to care, don't want these updates on your personal business, but they might obviously have these ulterior motives for following you because of the show, because they're fans. And so... Not saying that no one's supporting.
Correct. Yeah, not saying that at all. People do support. But yeah, and you know, they just want to see you as Bachelor Nation. And I kind of want to pull away from Bachelor Nation at some point. I am doing the podcast and we do a lot of recaps and whatnot. But at some point, I just want to be Dustin that's an entrepreneur and building something to help the world and his community. I don't want to be known for dating someone on reality TV.
Yeah, of course. I do... feel like though promotion wise, like promoting Guaranteed Karma, like for instance, my brand, one of my clients, Yave Tequila, we found you because of the show and we wanted to partner with you because we knew you from the show. So we wouldn't really have found you otherwise. And then now we are partnering together on fun Guaranteed Karma networking events with Tequila. So, I mean, it definitely does have its values. So what do you think about that?
100%. I can never take away like the platform and also like the opportunities that the show has given me. Can't take that away at all. Like it's phenomenal. And just the connections I've met and yeah, selfless plug, Yave Tequila and Guaranteed Karma do networking events, happy hours. We just did our first one last week and boy, oh boy, was it a blast. And I'm super excited for the next one.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
And guys, he's not lying. This stuff is fun. It was 3 to 6 p.m. and I was on like my fourth spicy margarita by 5 p.m. And I mean, it was so fun. It was for work. I had my clients there. We had Dustin there. It was so many people showed up.
Yeah, it was good. We were a little worried at first. It was like a little, but it's 3 p.m. And before we knew it, we blink our eyes and it's a packed house. And people are honestly connecting. People are networking. People are exchanging business cards. And that's one thing like you and me talked about. I want to bring a community together of nonprofits, for-profits, volunteers, new opportunities. If we're all together enjoying with good vibes, like the possibilities are endless of what we could do for our community and for people out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But again, guys, it was a blast, a fucking blast. I'm sorry if I cursed. I don't know if I curse on my podcast.
Curse. But I love cursing. I'm going to curse too. Don't worry.
But yeah, it was a blast. Would love to have everyone come for the next one. I think we're going to have it in December, correct? Early December, maybe.
Yeah.
Christmas theme. Yeah.
Early December, some holiday. I know we were talking about there's so many different types of ways to do these networking events. Like this one was super cash and we did it at this fun bar called Set Lower East Side, Set LES. and it was casual. We were all having so much fun, and it was like a true community. And then I think for our next one, or in the future, we're thinking about something maybe elevated and more like business casual, and targeting, like you said, these different business owners, nonprofits,
yeah,
everybody kind of all in one space.
Yeah, I think this could be the start of something big. I mean, it's undeniably, people love to be together. People like to network. People love charity events. I'm not saying we're doing a charity event, but yeah, I think maybe end of next year we could have a gala, and like possibilities are endless. And again, if I didn't do the show, I don't think I would have had it in my mind that I could do something like this. Yet I have the confidence now. I know anything is possible. And I just, event like this is totally doable. But we're starting slow. We're starting small, starting slow, and we're going to enjoy these little happy hours that we're having that are getting a little crazy. So,
what is that saying? Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
So you said that you got a lot of confidence from the show that overflowed into your work now and your journey as an entrepreneur. And so where do you think that confidence came from? Did it come from your day-to-day interactions on the show? Did it come from the fans after the show? Where did that come from? And how did you hold on to that?
That's a good question. I guess it came from, I remember after getting off the show, and I came to New York for a little bit to do like Good Morning America when I got dumped off the show. And I was hanging out with Tyler and Matt, and Tyler and Matt were doing these weekly runs in Central Park. And I went to one, and I kid you not, there were like 300 people at this casual run around Central Park. It was the most insane thing. And that just stuck with me, like, wow, we really have a platform. It's no joke. We have a platform. And I think his dad had some health issues, and he wanted to start doing these runs to support people being active and just getting out and doing things. And just from seeing that, I was like, wow, like I really have the ability to do things in life and have this platform, and I have to do something with it besides just sell things on Instagram, which, I mean, I do. And
we all do.
Yeah. And, you know, I appreciate everyone that supports people like me that do ads, because that helps me. That gives me time that I could put into Guaranteed Karma without bringing in income. It gives me time to set it up, start a strong foundation. So thank you, everyone that does support my social media ads.
I think that's so important. And I think people, right off the bat, they'll just see an ad and be like, oh my God, not another ad. But they don't understand, like, that is supporting your dream. So instead of being at an 8 to 6 p.m. office job all day, getting home late, having to feed the dog, having to do dinner, and then falling asleep on the couch, you have 8, 9, 10 hours to pour into your company because you spent 1 hour taking content and got a paycheck from it. And so yeah, I think that's so important. People need to look at it at that way. Like, you are more productive doing ads for your own personal passion and business than you would be just getting a job to get a job.
Yeah, 100%. And yeah, some people might see that. Some people maybe don't, but I work all day, every day. I'm always working on stuff. We have the podcast. We have Guaranteed Karma. I've been slacking off, but I did start with Clay and two other of our work wives in Chicago, Fitness in the Park, which I plan on bringing out here in New York as well. But all these projects, and it takes, I mean, I probably work 15 hours a day. With these ads, it's really like a gift. Honestly, I don't know how I would have a full-time job and also try to tackle these projects. So big thanks to everyone that does support.
Absolutely. So how do you promote Guaranteed Karma? What is your main strategy?
Right now, just social media and word of mouth. We are on the Halo app, which is an amazing app that brings communities together. On the Halo app, you could sign up, you can get all your perks from there, and you could get actually photos. I'm having photographers at events, so people could actually get their own photos and post straight to social media. But it's just word of mouth and social media. Both are free. And I'm reading the book Crush It by Gary Vee, and it's so motivating. And how you don't need to spend tons of money in marketing. You could just, social media is just such a like gift from God that you could learn how to access and just flood everything through there.
Absolutely. I know we were talking about events earlier. So how important is having events for building the company and for building these connections, and not only building them, but cultivating them and keeping them intact for longevity?
So one thing about Guaranteed Karma, like, we want to be creative and we want to be fun. that's one of our, you know, tiers. And what is Guaranteed Karma? We're creative and we're fun. And when you come to a Guaranteed Karma event to volunteer or networking, we want you to leave like, fuck, Guaranteed Karma, that was a good time, you know? And also, like, you want to leave and have a good time, but you also want to leave with a sense of making a difference in your community and just knowing that you're taking the first steps into the right path. And I think emotionally and humans, whenever you have that fun or that feeling of emotion that you're doing good, it sticks with you. And we all want to continue with that. So having these events and you know, making sure that we have those tiers, I think people will definitely stick with us. I think they're going to want to continue to go to more events and possibly even help us grow into doing other events.
Totally. And like my PR brain is thinking that when you have something so fun and so memorable, you're more likely to do it again and keep thinking about it. And having something in person, you're more likely to remember that and have it stick in your mind than something not. And so I think that events are super helpful in that way, that people are going to remember, like you said, like, Guaranteed Karma. I had four freaking margaritas that night. That was such a fun group.
Yeah.
So fun. And then also it's kind of like working out, or I guess this is how I work out. I'm way better at working out with a group of people or with a friend if I have a friend there. And so I feel like if you meet somebody so fun at a Guaranteed Karma event with Yabe or whatever it is, and you know they're going to be at the next event, you're totally comfortable coming alone because you know that you have somebody that you click with there. So I think this is also why events can be super helpful in promotion and cultivating those relationships.
Yeah, 100%. We love people to come alone. I mean, we want you to come with the groups of friends, but we don't want that to be the factor of you not coming, because we have people come by themselves all the time. And they, I kid you not, there are a number of people, Guaranteed Karma members, that have come to Guaranteed Karma and they meet their new best friend. I kid you not. They come together each time. I see these people going out, having drinks and social media. I'm like, this is what Guaranteed Karma is all about. Building community, building these connections. And it's great. And back on the path, I say this a lot. You're talking about working out. Like I say, I'm trying to reconstruct the way people think about volunteering. When you don't work out, in your head, you're like, fuck, I got to work out. It's like up there. Like, if I don't work out, I'm going to feel like shit. I'm going to look like shit, blah, blah, blah. That's the same thing I'm trying to start with volunteering. When you haven't volunteered in maybe a couple of weeks, I want that to be in the back of your head to where, like, fuck,
shit, I'm a shitty human.
I need to go volunteer, you know? Because once we construct that, oh my gosh, this world's going to be such a better place. And we will get to that. And I can't wait till we could have just a huge nation that thinks that way, like how we think about fitness and health. And it's just going to be amazing.
I love that. And do you currently have a PR strategist?
I do not.
And why?
Right now, I kind of, like, even though Guaranteed Karma is a business, it's running, it's still just kind of like a theory. And seeing if I just want to make sure it's going to be proven before I start investing more into it. But it has been, you know, looking like it is proven to do good and people enjoy it and people continue to come. But I just want to make sure that it's still proven before we really try to take off.
Allocate resources. That completely makes sense.
Yeah.
What has been the biggest obstacle you've had to overcome and how did you get through it?
Oh, man. Biggest obstacle. I say multitasking. My multitasking skills are probably trash, and I'm working on every day multitasking, just putting things in priority listing. And it's a lot, you know, I'm managing all these like nonprofits and scheduling with them and trying to get those dates in, and then also trying to connect with companies. And, you know, it's a lot. Like I said before, this is my first time really being a true entrepreneur, having my own business and just it all being pretty much on me. I do have helping hands, but I try not to put anything. I try to put small things on them just because they're doing this for free. And yeah, I would say just multitasking and trying to get it all together.
Yeah. I could really see this like partnering with a huge, huge corporation, like a major health group or just like somewhere that has 24,000 employees and you are like something offered in their benefits or in one of their partnering programs. And so all of these people have access to something like, do you know, like New York Cares?
Yeah, 100%. Like I already had that idea that we're just not going to be for one-off volunteers, like people individually. Like we want like Google to be like, okay, we want to partner with Guaranteed Karma. We have this list of employees. We want to bring them together for an involunteer event. So we'll do that volunteer event for them. Companies spend so much money on ways that they could give back to the community with their employees. And we want to be an outlet for them to help them with that. We want to make it painless, seamless, and bring a sense of community, even for their employees. Maybe their employees could be on the Halo app or in the future, yeah, the Guaranteed Karma app, where they could chat in there. Hey guys, we're going here this weekend, blah, blah, blah. We get these incentives as well. It's just a sense of community. But yeah, that is a big goal of ours. And we hope to get that running this soon.
It's totally a pillar in every single corporation philanthropy as well. And so it's something that's never going to go away. And you have all of these warm leads, cold leads even. And so the opportunities are so endless with that.
Yeah, it's endless. And, you know, company, I feel like hopefully they want to really do good, but a lot of them do it for maybe just the PR maybe of it, which is okay. Get that PR.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it looks for companies to partner with Guaranteed Karma. It's a great look for them, man. We want them.
Yeah. Would you ever partner with ABC Food Tours? I know you mentioned Tyler Cameron and Matt James before, and they have that awesome organization. I actually partnered with them before 2 years back with my old PR agency we worked at, and they're doing a lot of good too. You're doing good. I could see a fun collab there on the horizon.
Yeah, 100%. Anytime they would need volunteers, which I'm sure they don't need any help with volunteers. They got a lot of support. But anything they would want to support, anything they would want to, you know, partner in, absolutely. Guaranteed Karma is an ally for everybody.
Good. And what are your other Guaranteed Karma long-term goals? I know we talked about that corporate wellness. Do you have any other things that might be on the horizon?
Yeah, at some point I would love for Guaranteed Karma to have their own app. I would want us to have our own app, and I would love for everyone just to have that app on their iPhone to whatever phone it is. I kind of pictured like maybe partnering up with Apple maybe one day, and everyone is just given the Guaranteed Karma app when they get their phone.
Like that, what was that, like that U2 album that just downloaded on everybody's phone? It's like, let's get Guaranteed Karma to auto download on the whole world's phones.
Yeah, correct. And I would love for like Guaranteed Karma to partner with hotels, maybe airlines, maybe vacation stays. Like, I want people to do good for the community and be rewarded and get like a free trip to maybe Mexico or something for them just volunteering steadily in their community. And that's the goal. And we'd love to have Guaranteed Karma in every city in the nation, worldwide. And that's the goal. And when we get there, the world will be a better place.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time and thank you for all the good you're doing. We look forward to all the amazing stuff that Guaranteed Karma will do in the future.
Thank you so much for having me. I love talking about Guaranteed Karma with you.
Oh, this is awesome.
I can't wait to our next event. Make sure you let everyone know our next event's going down.
Oh, it's going down. It's going to be fun, guys. This is, if Friday's event was an indicator, we're going to have a lot of fun events in the future.
Yeah, we are. That was a good start. Wow.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Behind the Media is a Red Rock Music podcast and is powered by Acast. I'm your host, Juliana Martins. Our producer is Emma Martins. Our executive producer is Red Yoakum. For more, follow us on Instagram at Behind the Media Podcast. New episodes weekly available wherever you listen to podcasts. Come back next week for another look behind the media.
Bachelors in the City is hosted by me, Peter Weber.
And me, Dustin Kendrick. This podcast is produced by Red Rock Music and powered by Acast.
Our producer is Red Yoakum and our associate producer is Emma Martins.
Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast. Send your voice memos to btc@redrockmusic.com. That's btc@redrockmusic.com for your chance to be featured on the show.
And of course, follow us on Instagram at Bachelors in the City Podcast.
See you next week. Thanks for listening and sign up for our membership program to become an honorary third roommate.
Join now for $3 per month and enjoy the episodes ad-free.
Click the link in the episode description so you can move in.